Good morning and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Thursday, April 4th. On today's show, Frax Finance expands to the Cosmos ecosystem via asset issuance chain Noble, and Kotex signs bill capping campaign donations in Oregon. Plus, Foundation Finance Trust is set to sell $296.4 million in home improvement loans. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with a significant development in the world of decentralized finance. Frax Finance, the decentralized protocol that houses the seventh largest stablecoin Frax, has announced a partnership with asset issuance chain Noble. This partnership will expand Frax's footprint beyond Ethereum to the Cosmos ecosystem, which comprises about 80 blockchains. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Finance. Can you tell us more about this partnership and its implications?
Certainly, David. As part of this partnership, the Frax token, which is a crypto-collateralized stablecoin pegged to the US dollar and its staked version, SFrax, will become native to the Cosmos ecosystem via Noble. This expansion is expected to boost the adoption of Frax and SFrax in diverse applications, including trading, savings, payments, and collateral. It also offers Cosmos users a decentralized alternative to USDC, the world's second-largest dollar-pegged cryptocurrency.
Interesting. And what does this mean for the Cosmos ecosystem?
The Cosmos ecosystem is an interoperability network, and the addition of Frax and SFrax is likely to enhance its versatility. Sam Kazemian, the founder of Frax Finance, has expressed excitement about the potential innovative use cases and incentives that could be developed by Frax and its partners, as well as by the broader community of Cosmos app chains and users.
Can you tell us more about Noble and its role in this partnership?
Noble is a Cosmos application-specific blockchain designed to issue native digital assets in the Cosmos ecosystem. It facilitates seamless integration of assets with major Cosmos chains. In fact, Circle's USDC expanded to Cosmos via Noble in September 2023. Over the past 4 weeks, more than $2.5 billion worth of crypto assets have been transferred between Cosmos chains, demonstrating the significant role Noble plays in the ecosystem.
And what about Frax's other tokens? Will they also be available on Cosmos?
Frax's other tokens, the Frax Price Index and FRX ETH, may be available on Cosmos at a later date. However, no specific timeline has been provided for this yet.
Thanks for joining us, Celeste. Now, shifting gears to politics and finance, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has made a historic move by signing House Bill 424, enacting a comprehensive campaign finance reform package. This legislation will impose upper limits on donations to political candidates and introduce new disclosure rules for political transactions starting in January 2027. Here to delve deeper into this is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Finance. Michael, can you give us some background on this issue in Oregon?
Certainly, David. Campaign finance reform has been a contentious issue in Oregon for quite some time. Until now, Oregon was one of the few states in the country with no limits on the amount of money that campaigns could receive or who that money could come from. Oregon voters have tried to put limits in place multiple times through ballot initiatives, but these were often undone afterwards. However, a new constitutional amendment passed by Oregon voters in 2020 paved the way for campaign finance limits.
So what are the key elements of this new law?
The law sets an upper limit of $3,300 for donations from individuals to candidates in statewide races. This puts an end to large-scale donations that statewide candidates have received in recent years. It also places limits on donations from businesses, advocacy groups, and nonprofits to candidates in statewide races. For instance, contributions like the $1.7 million that Governor Kotek received from the Service Employees International Union would be prohibited under the new law. Local governments will have the autonomy to set their own limits for local elections.
What led to the passage of this bill now?
The legislative overhaul was one of the biggest items to emerge from this year's short session, spurred in part by the possibility of a new voter initiative making it on the ballot in November. A bipartisan compromise emerged from the House Rules Committee and ultimately passed both the House and Senate by wide margins. House Speaker Julie Fahey stated that they sought a compromise to avoid an expensive and potentially confusing fight at the ballot, as well as years of legal challenges.
And what has been the reaction to this new law?
The reaction has been largely positive. Governor Kotek described the passage of the bill as historic and a celebration of the efforts that led to House Bill 4024. The law is seen as a significant step towards transparency and fairness in political campaigns, and a move away from the influence of large-scale donations.
Thanks for the insights, Michael. From campaign finance reform in Oregon, we now shift our focus to Foundation Finance Co., which is preparing to sell $296.4 million in home improvement loans. This comes after the company posted its highest historical yearly origination period in 2023. The sale contract securing the deal, known as Foundation Finance Trust 2024-1, primarily finance home improvements. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent, Abby. Can you tell us more about this deal?
Certainly, David. This is Foundation Finance's ninth 144A transaction, and it's collateralized by a pool of $307.7 million in receivables. The deal will issue notes through four classes, with the pricing expected to range between 115 basis points on the Class A notes to 415 basis points on the Class D notes. Moody's has assigned an AAA rating to just one tranche, the Class A notes.
What are some of the key metrics of this deal?
The pool has 18,512 contracts that, on a weighted average basis, have a FICO score of 713, an original term of 146 months with 143 remaining, and an interest rate of 12.58%. The classes A, B, C, and D notes have total initial hard credit enhancement levels of 35.5%, 17.8%, 12.50%, and 4.20%, respectively. This includes an initial reserve fund representing 0.50% of the outstanding pool balance and 5.62% in excess spread.
What are the credit positives and vulnerabilities of this deal?
Moody's highlights the collateral's high quality and the experienced backup servicer as credit positives. However, there are also some credit vulnerabilities. Foundation Finance Co.'s weak credit profile, notably its low financial durability, is a concern. Additionally, the company indirectly lends to the borrower, which introduces a potential for collusion between the dealer and the borrower before loan is sold to Foundation Finance Co. The long original terms of the assets also extend the deal's potential exposure to credit risks.
And what are the ratings for the different classes of notes?
Kroll Bond Rating Agency assigns AAA, AAA, and BBB to the classes A, B, C, and D, respectively.
Thanks for the insights, Abby. Now, shifting gears to politics and finance, in an election year that's expected to see a surge of hard-to-trace political spending, the Pennsylvania House is moving forward with modest campaign finance reforms. James, our correspondent for Simply Finance, is here to discuss the details. Can you tell us more about these proposed reforms?
Certainly, David. The Pennsylvania House is advancing two bills aimed at reforming campaign finance. One bill would require legislative candidates to disclose more frequently who is donating to their campaigns. The other bill would require so-called dark money organizations to disclose when they spend money to influence the outcome of Pennsylvania elections. These bills are seen as small steps towards improving the state's notoriously lax campaign finance laws, which currently place no limit on the amount donors can give to candidates and political committees.
What kind of support are these bills receiving?
These reforms are quite popular. A poll from Franklin and Marshall College in August 2023 showed that more than 3 in 4 registered voters, including majorities of both Democratic and Republican voters, believe that money in politics is an issue and support limiting campaign donations and spending. Both bills recently passed a state House committee with bipartisan support and could receive floor votes in the coming weeks.
Can you provide more details on what these bills would do?
Sure. The first bill, sponsored by State Rep. Pessinor Robert Freeman, would require General Assembly candidates to file 2 additional campaign finance reports during each election cycle. These reports, which detail each candidate's fundraising sources and expenditures, would be due 6 weeks before the primary and general elections. The aim is to provide greater transparency and understanding of who's contributing to campaigns. The other bill, introduced by State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta and Jared Solomon, would require certain federally registered nonprofits to report any political spending to the state, including the amount and intended target. These nonprofits, known as 501c4 organizations, are often referred to as dark money groups because they are not required by federal law to reveal their donors.
What's the potential impact of these reforms?
While these bills represent modest changes, supporters view them as a start to creating a more transparent and accountable political system in Pennsylvania. The state has struggled to pass even uncontroversial changes in recent years, so these steps are seen as progress. However, it's important to note that these bills, if passed, would not limit the amount of money donors can give to candidates and political committees, which is a key issue in campaign finance reform.
That was Simply Finance reporter James. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.